This is an erotic and recreational hypnosis recording from Twisted Tist. Listen only if you are old enough to enjoy adult content in your jurisdiction. This recording is targeted at submissive gay men. It will encourage you to let go and submit more completely to me, and to allow parts of yourself to change, perhaps permanently. If this does not appeal to you, stop listening now. Find a quiet place where you will not be disturbed. Listen with headphones. Give this recording your full attention and enjoy the process. We begin always with the breath. Begin breathing slowly and deeply. With every exhale, focus on the feeling of letting go, of release. You're letting go of air, but you can also let go of stress or tension, distraction or worry. You can let go of skepticism or doubt. You can let go of any thought or voice which doesn't help you to enjoy this experience. And with every inhale, you can notice where in the body the sensation of the breath is most acute. That might be cool air in your nose, or the rise of your chest, or the movement of your diaphragm. And just as every exhale can begin to push out stress or tension, every inhale can bring in stillness, relaxation. Every cycle of breath can make your body a bit calmer, your mind a bit slower, can help you enjoy this experience just a little more. As those slow, deep breaths build up stillness and relaxation in your body, perhaps you can feel the way this affects your muscles. You can feel your muscles becoming loose and relaxed. Almost limp. You might find that your body begins to feel heavy and slow, like you could move your body if you wanted to, but it's hard to want to when it would feel so much better to just let your body and mind be still. And as you breathe slowly and deeply, you might experience this relaxation over an expanding area of your body. Perhaps it starts with the rise and fall of your chest and radiates out, drifting into your shoulders and neck, letting them feel loose and limp and relaxed, heavy and slow, and running along your back. All those muscles between your shoulder blades and along your spine, feeling relaxed, soft, limp. Perhaps it runs down into your legs, making your thighs and butt and calves feel loose and relaxed, all the way down to the small stabilizing muscles in your ankles and feet. Every cycle of breath, building relaxation in your body, and you can feel that relaxation in your arms, your biceps and triceps, your wrists and forearms, all feeling loose and limp. And when it reaches your hands, you can feel yourself almost literally letting go, even though you weren't holding on to anything. It feels so good to let go, and the relaxation can flow up into your head, your face, the muscles around your jaw and mouth and eyes, feeling slack, relaxed, until finally from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, you can feel deeply relaxed, limp and loose everywhere. And now that your body is relaxed, we can help your mind relax more. You can already feel that your thoughts are slower than they were a few minutes ago. They may feel unstructured, like in those moments before sleep, when your mind may drift between random images. Your mind is already relaxed, but you can go so much further. Imagine with me an ice pop, popsicle, ice lolly, whatever you call it where you live, fresh from the freezer. It's covered with a frost of tiny ice crystals. Underneath, you can see it's a deep red. This ice pop represents your waking mind. The pleasure we're going to share is from your waking mind melting into nothing. You can imagine vividly licking and sucking on this ice pop, enjoying its sweet and fruity flavor, the refreshing cold, the texture of sugary ice against your tongue and lips. I'm going to count down from 10. And with every number, with every breath, with every word, you can enjoy that ice pop melting down in the warmth of your mouth. Your waking mind incrementally diminished. Its substance, what makes you you, is still somewhere, sweet and delicious, on your tongue, on your lips, in your throat, in your stomach. Substance of your mind may still be there somewhere, but its form will be gone. 10. Feel its cold on your tongue, your lips. Feel its surface become smooth, slick as your warm mouth melts it. 9. Orderly thoughts, habits of mind becoming fluid, delicious. Feel yourself swallow those thoughts, still a part of you, but also gone. 8. Allowing yourself to enjoy the experience. Your tongue, your mouth, your lips eagerly melting away more and more of your waking mind. 7. And my voice kindles around and within you a special heat. My voice inside you makes your mind drip away, hot with excitement. 6. It feels so good to drift back into trance. Every lick and suck pushing you further, feeling your waking mind shrink away. 5. It tastes so good to help unmake your waking mind this way, tasting, swallowing every voice, every thought or distraction within you. 4. Every breath, every word, every lick and taste away your waking mind, leaving only pleasure and blankness. 3. Your waking mind almost gone now. That ice spot so much smaller. 2. Your tongue melting away and lapping up the last of your waking mind. Your mouth red and sticky, a delicious mess. 1. Your waking mind gone. You can feel a special satisfaction and deep blank relaxation. And in this deep state of relaxation, you can experience trance however feels best for you. Perhaps you'll find yourself absorbed attentively with my voice hanging on every word. Or perhaps your mind will feel so blank that you can't quite follow along, but allow your subconscious to merely absorb it all, knowing that it can integrate all my suggestions, whether or not you're aware of them. And if at any time you feel that you're not as deep as you'd like to be, you'll find that your attention naturally returns to your slow, deep, regular breathing, and the feeling of letting go with every exhale, pulling in stillness with every inhale. And you can find yourself sinking down deeper, deliciously blank. And in this deep, relaxed state, we can think about who and what you are, and who and what you can become. It can take so much effort to cling to a particular idea of who you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to be. There's a version of yourself that you present to the world, in which you perhaps try to be on the inside too. A rigid form you hold up. None of us comes into the world with the exact shape we end up putting on display. We learn a concept of what we should be through our interactions with the world. And with time, the shape we take can seem like an unchangeable part of us, perhaps natural, perhaps inescapable. But sometimes when you're reflective, you can feel within yourself a capacity to change, to be something different. You can feel a part of yourself that isn't so rigid, that is flexible and even fluid, and the possibility of changing, of being changed, can be exciting, exhilarating, tantalizing. Whenever you hear me say the word melt, you can feel a flush of warmth in your body, maybe a prickle of heat on your skin. And as that heat rises within you, you can feel that what was once solid, rigid, unyielding, begins to collapse. It becomes flexible, malleable, then fluid, and it feels so good, freeing, ecstatic. When you hear me say the word melt, you can feel the rush of warm fluid, not exactly unlike coming. When you hear me say the word melt, that intense pleasure cascades through your body, and those solid, uncomfortable lumps within you melt away. The sharp corners of your fears and anxieties are gone as they become a mere puddle. Thoughts and doubts trickle and dribble out of you. What was firm and solid becomes free and fluid and warm and sticky. Ready to take on whatever new form we choose for you. Perhaps you're ready to be molded into a hungry cocksucker, perpetually obsessed with worshiping dick with your mouth and throat, thirsty for cum, so eager to please. Perhaps you'll be formed into a desperate cash sub who experiences intense pleasure through sending me tributes in saving and budgeting so you can treat me the way I deserve. perhaps you'll take the shape of a single-minded chalk, organizing your whole life around lifting, eating, bulking, cutting, to produce a beautiful body to show off. Perhaps you'll be remade into a chaste, obedient sub who gives up all direct forms of pleasure in order to experience the intense submission that comes from being controlled in a deep and intimate way. Perhaps you'll just become sexually dependent on trance and hypnosis, knowing that the real sexual pleasure is what you experience when my voice is deep in your head, and that you only want to come when deep in trance. Part of you. When I say melt, you can feel yourself becoming formless, fluid, so free, flooded with heat, feeling so good, ready to be recast in whatever form pleases me. When I say melt, you can feel your thought, your memories, the things that make you, you, becoming soft. Their features less distinct until they dribble and run away. Take a few deep breaths, and with every inhale, notice how good it feels to let go. To release. With every inhale, feel my dominance, my power enter you. With every breath, you can integrate what we've talked about today. Being melt, to be open to radical change. And because this is such a deep part of you, it's okay if your waking mind doesn't remember the details of what we've talked about. Some deep part of you will always remember and will know just how to respond to my voice. Your waking mind only needs to know that this trance felt so good that you want to listen again and again, that you're grateful for my dominance. Everything else can be lost in a kind of fog. I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and when I get to 5, you can feel awake, refreshed, but deeply submissive and grateful. 1, energy begins to return to your body. 2, the fog in your mind begins to clear. 3, clarity and alertness returning. 4, feeling refreshed. 5, fully awake, eyes open.